1620 94.5 WTAW. Boone College trustees learn fall enrollment came close to last fall's post-pandemic high. A report given during December's Boone College trustees meeting from Vice Chancellor Becky McBride.
Rellis has had higher enrollment on the campus, and I'd like to say it's just more students enrolling. And when we look at the Schulenburg location, I'd like to note that we had we rescheduled things and made it more deliberate. So we have more of a cohort model. It's a smaller campus, as you can see. And putting classes back-to-back in health sciences and the business areas have helped us to increase our enrollment there. And we're very pleased to share that news with you as well. When we look at the Bryan campus, and yes, we have a decrease there. And I'd like to note a few things we talked about in September. Many of the students that would typically come to that campus have been given opportunities to go to their four-year school right away. In doing some research, I could see out of 43 public universities in Texas, 30 of them, 30 out of 43 or 70%, have noticed their largest freshman class ever. So they're onboarding more students early on, and students have that opportunity to take their courses with them, and they're choosing to do so. The takeaways from my presentation this morning, trustees, is that we are heading in the right direction from fall of 2020 until now. We are seeing a steady increase from COVID. As I mentioned, that 30 of the 43 state universities in Texas have announced history-making enrollment. Obviously, that's going to affect us directly, of course, on the Bryan campus. Our final fall 24 number has surpassed fall of 20, 21, and 22. We're down very slightly, 1.16% or 212 students, which isn't a large number. Our most significant increase, of course, was in dual credit with almost, say, 19% increase in fall of last year. And we're very proud of that and all the work that we've put into that. Of course, we're actively enrolling students for the winter, mini, and spring semesters, and I'm proud to say this morning the enrollments for both of those terms are positive and have exceeded last year's numbers at this time.
Enrollment on the Bryan campus during the fall 2024 semester was down to 5,095. That's compared to 6,103 in the fall of 2023 and more than 13,000 in 2014. Trustee Dennis Krausen, who held McBride's position when the Bryan campus had more than 13,000 students, reacted to the continued slide on the Bryan campus.
I know you kind of think we're why it's down, but what I'd like to see is some kind of plan, particularly on the Villa Maria campus, some kind of plan to increase enrollment there. Reversing a negative enrollment trend is really difficult. And if you see that trend, I mean, we really can take out the 21 and 22 years, but that trend is really going down in Bryan. That's really concerning with that campus.
District-wide, Boone's fall enrollment, 18,089. That's compared to 18,301 in the fall of 2023. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.